Dog Star, written by Jenny Nimmo and read by June Barry.
Chapter 1. To Marty, the Dog Star had always looked much the same as any other star. It had given no hint of the amazing part it would play in her life. And then, when she was 8 and a half, something extraordinary happened. It was a frosty January night, and the stars were very bright. Marty was standing at the bottom of her garden, trying to count them. She could hear her Uncle George sneezing in the house next door, but otherwise it was very quiet.
"Can you see Orion the Hunter?" said Marty's dad as he came crunching over the grass towards her.
Marty shook her head. She could see no hunters.
"There."
Her dad pointed into the glittery sky.
"See the three stars on his belt?"
Marty gazed and gazed at the millions of stars. She couldn't make out Orion's shape at all, but she could see the stars on his belt, twinkling in a neat row round his waist.
"Now, follow the line of his belt," said her dad, "down, down, until you reach the hills. And there's Orion's dog, the Dog Star."
Marty followed her dad's finger and found the Dog Star. It was so bright, she wondered how she could have missed it.
"It flashes," she said. "Pink, blue, purple, white. It's beautiful."
"Beautiful," agreed her dad. "Brightest star in the sky. It's the best time of the year to see it. Do you know it's taken 8 and a half years for all those flashing colours to reach us? That's how far away it is."
Marty couldn't get her mind round that at all, but she liked the name Dog Star. She'd always wanted a dog.
"If I had a dog, I would call it Star," she said. "It would be a pale gold colour, and it would have long silky hair and eyes as dark as midnight. And it would flash across the..."
"Hold on, Marty," her dad sighed.
"You know we can't have a dog. The cat would hate it. She'd run away."
"Tiggy's too old to run," said Marty grimly. "She's too old to do anything."
Her older sister, Claire, had crept up on them. She grabbed Marty's hand and drew her back to the house.
"Marty's freezing," Claire told their dad. "You should have made her put her coat on."
Marty and Claire didn't have a mother, so Claire, being 3 years older than Marty, thought she should behave like one. Claire could remember their mother, but Marty couldn't.
"She departed this life the day you were born," Claire was fond of saying. "Still, no use crying over spilt milk."
Marty didn't think spilt milk was quite the way to describe a tragedy, but she supposed Claire knew best.
"You must start remembering things for yourself," Claire scolded. "You know Dad's hopeless. Look at him out there with only a shirt on."
"He needs a wife to look after him," said Marty.
"He does not."
Claire didn't like the thought of another woman in the house.
"He's got me," she said.
Marty thought that a daughter wasn't quite the same as a wife, but she kept her thoughts to herself. She didn't want to upset Claire, who could be a bit fiery at times. Besides, after Cousin Rob, Claire was her best friend. When Marty went to bed, she found that the Dog Star had moved across the hills. Now it was beaming straight into her room. She opened her window and stared at the brilliant star.
8 and a half years, she murmured,
and imagined something setting out on its long journey through space, something that was born, perhaps, at the very same moment that she was born. In the middle of the night, Marty woke up. Her window was banging, and a sudden gust of wind swept the curtains aside. A shaft of light cut through the room, from the window to the bed, and then everything was dark and still.